You're listening to a Mass Attack podcast. So, Narelle, aren't you meant to lose weight after having a baby? There's so much literature out there that says that breastfeeding helps to lose weight.
Oh, I know it does. For a lot of women, breastfeeding does help you to lose weight. But for a percentage of women, it doesn't. For a percentage of women, things change during after birth of their baby, and their hormones are changed for quite some time. So they gain weight, and they gain weight quite rapidly and consistently as well. And it's really frustrating for women in that position, because the first thing you want to do when you have your baby is get rid of that tummy, because you've had it for 9 months. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want my body back. But for a lot of women, it's actually not that simple. So they will be exercising, they will be dieting, they'll be doing all the right things, and everything that they normally would have done pre-baby to lose weight that did work is no longer going to work for them. So it can be really, really, really depressing, and it can really just, they can nearly pull their hair out. So it's basically really important to realize that, no, you're not necessarily going to lose weight after baby. And if you are having trouble losing weight after baby, then it's a trigger sign to actually look a little bit further and make sure that there's not something else going on.
Absolutely. I would imagine, even though I've not had a child, that some of that weight gain would have to be due to having this feeling of being completely out of control emotionally, being tired, exhausted, and also sort of longing for that former life that you had where you could just about do anything you wanted.
Look, that's absolutely true. And I mean, we all know that things instantly change after having a baby. I mean, nobody's ever going to discount that. But the thing is, what women are is they're shocked to find out that hormones such as estrogen and progesterone, and also other ones like leptin and cortisol and thyroid hormones, change after their birth. And those hormonal changes affect your mood and your metabolism, and they can cause weight gain. And that's one of the biggest reasons why, you know, getting back into shape after baby is challenging, and weight loss can be really slow. So, you know, the second aspect of weight gain after having a baby is that some chronic illnesses are triggered by pregnancy and childbirth and new mothers, you know, and new mothers don't necessarily realize that there's something there that's triggered, and so it can actually go untreated, especially because some of the symptoms are sort of similar to sleep deprivation. So, you know, the whole concept of, well, look, you just had a baby, darling, so look, just try to rest up and it'll all sort itself out. I mean, that sort of answers for a lot of problems, and especially like the fatigue and mood changes. But if you're the woman at the other end, and I can sort of talk from my own experience here, is that it doesn't cut the mustard, because you are feeling really tired, and it's such a intense tiredness that you just actually, you feel bone tired. You're just dragging yourself along, and that's not normal.
So if somebody is experiencing that and they don't think it's just because of the baby, what sorts of things should they be looking at or trying to get tested for?
Yeah, look, one of the first and foremost things that happens is you'll finally go to your GP. You'll have a moment where you'll just be teary and you'll sort of fall to pieces, and someone will say, it's okay, well, look, maybe you need to go to your doctor. Maybe you've got postnatal depression, you know, which is all good, and you should go to your doctor if you're feeling depressed. You should actually go and see somebody about it, especially after baby. But what you should do is actually not just ask for a thyroid, you know, function test. Ask for your autoimmune antibodies to be tested, because what can be happening is your body can be triggering, and it's quite normal for women's bodies to do this, into what you call postpartum thyroiditis. So it is important if you can get that diagnosed properly. You know, and I always say, you know, I see blood tests come back and they say, oh, look, you have got an autoimmune response going on. But, you know, it's not in a high risk range. It's there, but we won't worry about it until it gets a little bit worse.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good, and it's definitely not good for the person on the receiving end, because you've still got to get through the day on a daily basis and function, and it doesn't necessarily get better, okay? The main thing, what you can do, you don't have to just sit and wait. And, yes, it's not something that your GP would normally prescribe for, but it is something that needs to be identified. And as a herbalist and a naturopath, we can actually work really, really well with that if it's happening. And we can bring in beautiful herbs, and we can bring in that are safe for breastfeeding, mm-hmm. that you can actually work on balancing those areas through again, so that you can get your energy back, you can feel fantastic again, you can enjoy your baby.
So in other words, you can actually get better.
You can get better, absolutely. I mean, it's really important to remember, though, once postpartum thyroiditis, it is a condition where your thyroid becomes inflamed after delivery, and it's the antibodies that are kicking in. I mean, the first thing is that you'll suffer from hyperthyroid symptoms, which might be breathlessness, nervousness, or you might be confused, or you might have a massive unexplained weight loss in the first few weeks, mm-hmm. and then you'll gain weight, and you might even find that you have trouble sleeping even when baby's settled. But in the second phase, you'll get symptoms that will be the depression and the mood swings and the fatigue and the weight gain and the difficulty losing weight, and you just won't feel yourself at all. But you do get better, and you can get better. Once you've had an episode of postpartum thyroiditis, you're more likely to develop a thyroid problem during periods of stress or subsequent pregnancies, or you've got a higher chance of developing low thyroid function during menopause. So that's why it's even more important to identify it properly at the point of when it's happening, so that later on in your life, you've got that in your history. Mm. So I'm starting to feel this way again, then this could be the problem. So maybe it's time to go back and get another blood test.
Okay. Something else I was reading the other day was about estrogen dominance, or high levels of estrogens that can cause cravings, especially after childbirth. Can that also cause you to lose weight, or to gain weight rather?
Absolutely. Estrogen dominance can happen after childbirth, and it's quite it's one of those normal things that can happen, and it can take a little while for your other hormones to balance out. And they trigger cravings. So you might be trying to do all the right things, but if you've got, and I mean, cravings are sort of another thing that we could talk for hours on, really, because a lot of the time you're told that your cravings are in your head. Look, just don't eat it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't believe you just ate that. That's disgusting. You're a closet eater. You need da-da-da-da-da. But the thing is, if it's actually a cellular problem, okay, so you're looking at estrogen. You're also looking – you might even be looking at other things like histamine levels or leptin levels or ghrelin levels. These areas will make you crave foods, and you can literally consume a box of chocolates without even stopping.
Gee, I can do that without a craving.
If it's Belgian chocolate.
Exactly.
but the thing is that it's really important to realise. Some people might think, well, I'm getting all these cravings and I just can't stop. Well, cravings are a sign of hormonal imbalance. You need to address it. And estrogen is one of those areas that you need to keep your eyes open for, especially after childbirth.
Mm, that's interesting, actually. I didn't know that they were associated with the hormonal imbalance, and I'm sure a lot of people don't realise that.
No, they don't. Look, I had a beautiful patient once. Actually, it's Mandy on the website. She would have these enormous cravings, and she'd say to me, look, it's I can't stop. Mm. I just can't stop. And it's almost like she'd say I'd go somewhere else in a different headspace. And it's almost like I'd open my eyes and, oh, my God, where did the bag of lollies go? Did I eat them? But these are real situations that happen to real women. And if you're trying to lose weight and you are eating a magnificent, spotless, clean diet the whole way through, big stars the whole way through for you, yep. and then you sit down and you polish off a packet at Tim Tams, well, it's not going to do you any justice, and it's actually going to deflate you. So we can actually, as naturopaths, we can actually work in and work on those biochemical changes and actually work to bring in and balance out those cravings, those hormones, so you actually don't get the cravings, which is good. So then you can eat your Tim Tam and enjoy your Tim Tam and be able to walk away.
Yeah, stop at one, or maybe
right.
or maybe two.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Exactly. So just going back to the childbirth and the hormones there, what happens, let's say, at the end of that 3-month initial settling in period, which sort of everybody is told is what it will take, but at the end of that you still don't feel like yourself anymore?
Yeah, you really need to get onto it. And there are things that you can do naturally without drugs. It's important to make people aware of how you're feeling around you, so mm-hmm. that they can also monitor you. Because if you are suffering from postnatal depression, there are beautiful support networks out there for that. PANDA's a great supportive network that you can link into, and they'll help to move you through it and come up with some fantastic strategies. But it's also, while you're doing that, it's also really important to contact, well, you could contact us and actually work on healing your body and getting you better again as well. So you really need to have that support network in place, and you also need to have a strategy to actually get your body better again.
Thanks, Narelle.